Hello, everyone. This is the Story Shop, and I'm Princess Tamalpa.
And I'm Aunt Sally. Princess Tamalpa, I've been waiting all week for your story about Mount Tamalpais. It's such a special mountain for the people in this area.
I've been looking forward to sharing it, Aunt Sally. My story explains why the mountain is shaped like a sleeping maiden.
I'd like to hear that.
This is the legend of Mount Tamalpais. Once, many years ago, before there were any living creatures on the earth, the sky, sun, moon, stars, ocean, and earth lived a very lonely life. Each morning, the sun would ease into view, casting his light onto the earth and causing the plants to flourish. Then, each night, he would disappear. The only difference in his daily routine occurred when the seasons changed and he crouched lower in the heavens. As the sun ascended again for what seemed the trillionth time, he cried out,
Oh, Sister Earth, why were you blessed with so much more richness than I? You have the company of all those plants and trees. See how they caress your face, while I, alas, have no one to speak with. Well, for an occasional shooting star, but they whiz by so fast, I hardly have time to say hello.
The earth, who was busy caring for her many children, would take time out from her tasks and try to comfort her lonely brother. Dear brother, you forget how your warm rays reach out and embrace us all. Look, they are like hands touching us. How can you ever be lonely?
What you say may be true, Sister Earth, but I long for just one love, someone who would make my constant rising and falling worthwhile. You don't realize how tiring and boring it is to follow the same path day after day and to look at the same scenes. You at least have variety in your life. Why couldn't I have been the ocean instead so I'd be closer to you?
The ocean? Neither you nor the ocean will ever be satisfied. Just yesterday he was telling me how cold and lonely he is. I couldn't believe my ears. After all, he has as many creatures as I to watch over. While Earth was talking, the ocean heard his name mentioned and roared in response.
What? You do me a disservice, sister, sharing my secrets with the sun. I'll not come to you again with my troubles if you can't honor my privacy.
Dear me, I didn't know I was supposed to keep them secret. You roar so loudly that I thought everyone in the universe could hear you. But do let me make amends. What can I do to make up for my carelessness?
I don't know if I can be appeased so easily. But let me think about it.
And so the earth tended to her many children, humming contentedly to herself. But the western wind ruffled her surfaces and whispered as he passed over of the sun and ocean's discontent, preventing Earth from enjoying her life as much as she used to.
There must be something I can do to make my brothers happy, but what could it be? I know. There's a valley I've been nurturing with particular care that lies close to the ocean. It's one of my favorite places. I can see it now. Filled with lush grass and towering trees and the most beautiful rolling hills. I know. I'll wed all the children to the west of this valley to the ocean. Yes, yes, that's what I'll do. I can see it now. He'll bring them offerings of seaweed and shells and even glistening sands. My domain will grow further and further to the west. Ah, yes, what a good plan. It will benefit us all. But what can I do for the sun? Ah, I know. I will bestow my daughters to the east upon the sun. They will be the wealthiest and most spectacular of all the earth, for he'll clothe them with emerald robes embroidered with gold and yellow poppies and the most delicate wildflowers. What an exquisite sight they will be.
While the earth mused over her plans, they were overheard by one of her daughters, Tamil, a youthful hill that rose gently from the earth's bosom.
Oh, no! How could my own mother plan such a marriage for me to that horrible, rough old ocean? I would sooner die than be embraced by freezing seawater. And I know he'll force me to take his strange gifts of snaky-looking seaweed and, oh, those hard, sharp-edged shells. They're even worse than his coarse sand. Before long, I'll be smothered completely, and then what shall I do? I'll no longer be able to see my true love. Oh, no.
The maiden mourned the planned marriage and the loss of her secret love, who was the sun. Since childhood, she had watched her great golden hero rise overhead every day. She would stretch to her full height so she could catch a final radiant glimpse as he sunk in the west. But she had kept her love to herself, content to imagine that one day he would notice her when she'd grown into full maturity. Meanwhile, the earth overheard her daughter's low sobs and moans and gathered Tamil into her breast.
My dear child, why are you crying?
Oh, Mother, I can't bear to marry Ocean. He's so rough and unmannered.
Shh, child. You don't know what you're saying. Look at how much territory he has. Why, it stretches as far as the eye can see. You'll be very wealthy if you marry him.
But I don't care about being wealthy. I only want to be happy.
You're too young to know what's best for you. You'll not find another suitor as powerful as the ocean.
I don't care about power either, Mother.
Surely you don't want to spend your days alone with no one to appreciate your great beauty.
I'd sooner be alone than be married to someone who repels me.
You say that now, but being alone is no easy thing. Just ask my brother, the sun. I finally had to arrange a marriage for him with all my lands to the east of here.
Not the sun, my true love? Oh, no! Oh, what will I do? What will I do?
Nothing could calm the youthful Tamil. No amount of reasoning or bargaining, though the mother knew the ocean would not give up what had been promised to him so easily. But nothing could convince the maiden of this, and she insisted on being free to worship her beloved, the sun. Now, it wasn't long before Tamil's cries were overheard by the sun. He responded immediately, flattered to be admired by one so young and beautiful, and filled with an emotion very much like love himself.
What's this? Someone at last recognizes my worth. Oh, splendid little hill, let these rays fill you with warmth. I've yearned for so long to meet someone like you. I'll no longer be lonely.
At these words, the earth child brightened and shook out the foliage that covered her young body. But before she could respond to the sun's words, the ocean roared up in stormy wrath, unwilling to give up his betrothed.
Hands off, brother! The hill is mine! Did you not hear the promise made by her mother, the earth? You've been given the land east of here, so be off while I claim what is mine!
Look at the young thing tremble at the sound of your voice. How can you wish to marry one who finds you so hideous?
For this I will flood the land promised to you by earth. Take the hill as well!
Enough! I can't stand this bickering. Take her, the one who can!
Trembling with emotion, the earth cast her frightened daughter away from her with such a hard wrench that a separation occurred and a great valley was formed. Into this space rushed the raging ocean and formed what is now known as the landlocked bay of San Francisco. The force of the earth's emotion thrust Tamil high above the ocean's embrace, where she was free once and for all from his attentions. No longer a tender young hill, she now was a majestic mountain with a gently sloping profile that resembled a sleeping maiden. Even today, if you look at the mountain at certain times, you can see how the sun continues to express his deep love for the treasured mountain. If you watch closely, you'll notice how reluctantly he leaves her on certain evenings and so crowns her with a golden halo or embraces her in his heavenly glow. And when at last he draws away and sinks below the horizon, the sun sends the west wind to drape a soft winding shawl over his beloved as clouds and fog slip through the golden gate.
What a beautiful story, Princess Tamalpa. That's the first time I've heard the whole legend from beginning to end.
It's really made a difference in how I see the mountain.
Yes, it has a mysterious quality about it. The Indians who used to live here felt this mystery, and the children in our next story discover its secret.